Eclipse 500 to be built in Russia. I'm Paul Platt, and this is Aero News. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. On Monday, Eclipse Aviation President and CEO Vern Rayburn welcomed reporters to a news conference in Albuquerque, New Mexico, to announce a deal with eTurk Aviation in Luxembourg, which will make eTurk the single largest shareholder in Eclipse, bring the company $100 million or more in fresh capital, and make eTurk the exclusive Eclipse assembly, sales, maintenance, and training partner for Europe. As part of the arrangement, a factory will be built in Russia, where Eclipse 500s for sale in Russia, Turkey, Europe, and the UK will be assembled from parts sourced through Albuquerque. eTurk CEO Roel Pieper has been elected non-executive chairman of Eclipse Aviation. Now, this is all a lot to take in. So to help you understand what it means to Albuquerque, Eclipse's employees, customers, and investors, and to aviation in general, we'll bring you the entire announcement in today's Aero News special feature. Here's Vern Rayburn.
Good afternoon. We've got some really interesting stuff to talk about today. Pretty exciting stuff, and it's a great way to start a year. So I just want to say thank you for being here today, particularly for those of you who traveled from around the nation and from around the world to be here today and go through what we've got to talk about today. So let me just start with kind of setting the scene, if you will. We exited 2007 with some real fundamental challenges. Now, we've tried at Eclipse to be pretty honest and transparent about what those challenges are. Of course, that's gotten us a lot of criticism, but it's just the reality of where we are. And there's been two, I think, if you really distill everything down, two fundamental challenges. The first one is, it's no secret, we did not achieve the production rate that we set out to in 2007. Now, you can look at that in one of two ways. Either it's the sky's falling, Chicken Little's right, it's a disaster, or you could look at it the way I do and the way everybody at Eclipse does, which is we had some problems, and what Eclipse is really good at is solving those problems. And so we are, as you can see behind me, we're solving those problems at a pretty impressive rate. But it did create one other problem, which was we were clearly short of funding. Now, contrary to the rumors, as Mark Twain once said, the rumors of my death are greatly exaggerated. It wasn't as bad as a lot of the critics would have you feel, but there's no question we needed to come up with some additional sorts of funds. I think the other interesting challenge that we left 2007 with was something that really surprised us and occurred especially in the second half of 2007. Is the demand for this aircraft, for the Eclipse 500, outside of North America has just skyrocketed. In fact, I would easily say that this is 3 to 5 years ahead of what we thought it was going to happen. Now, we think there's a lot of reasons behind this, and it ranges all the way from just the pure utility of this aircraft to the value of the aircraft. As we've always said, we're setting a new value point, to even things like the dollar exchange rate, although I view that as a temporary aberration. But the simple fact of the matter is we exited 2007 with really a fundamental challenge of how do we service these markets. We're a startup. We're not like Embraer or Cessna or Boeing or Airbus or any of those other companies that have spent decades building their presence around the world. And so we said, how do we solve this issue? How do we solve this challenge of addressing a clear market demand at a point in time when, as a company, as a startup company, we really didn't have the resources. So I'm here today to tell you how I think we have very successfully met and achieved both of these challenges. Let me start with saying the fundamental, or if you will, the foundation of what we're doing. As many of you know, we've had a great relationship with eTurk, a company based out of Holland, Amsterdam, and it's a company that we've had a relationship for over 5 years. They have represented us in the countries of Eastern Europe, the Russian Federation, and Turkey. Many of you may remember that we announced back in May a very large order out of Turkey. That was eTurk that put that order together. So it's a great relationship, and it's a relationship that has been building over the years. Roel Pieper, who's the CEO, who I'll introduce in just a moment, is someone that I've known for years, and both our past lives in the IT industry. And so we've made a decision and we've reached an agreement to significantly expand our relationship with eTurk. And we're expanding that relationship to go from not only the Russian Federation and the Eastern European countries and Turkey, but to include all of Western Europe, the UK, and Iceland. So starting today, eTurk represents Eclipse throughout all of Eastern Europe, all of Europe, including the Eastern European countries, the Russian Federation, and Turkey. Now, that means sales, service, maintenance, training, everything that you would expect to see happen in that kind of relationship. Now, part of that expanded relationship is eTurk has decided to make an equity investment in Eclipse. And it's, in fact, a significant equity investment exceeding well over $100 million. Now, it's important to emphasize that this is an equity investment. This is not debt. This is not a loan. It is a fundamental investment in the company that fundamentally strengthens the capital structure of Eclipse Aviation. Now, as part of that equity investment, I also want to announce today that the board of Eclipse Aviation has elected Roel Pieper as the new chairman of Eclipse Aviation. Now, Red Poling, who has been our chairman since the inception of the company for over 9 years, has agreed to step down. He is remaining on the board, but Roel is taking over the chairman duties. And I want to take a moment and personally thank Red for all the contributions that he's made. Getting, for me as CEO and just on a personal basis, getting to work with somebody like Red with his phenomenal experience with the work that he did at Ford Motor Company has been just one of those real treats, one of those real privileges that I uniquely get to take advantage of. So I welcome Roel as chairman, and I thank Red very much for his service and his continued service on the board. Now, the last piece of this sort of fundamental change is we're also announcing that we're moving forward in conjunction with eTurk on assembling aircraft in Russia. So this is a really important step for this company. Because if you remember what I said earlier, one of our fundamental challenges was how will we meet the demand? We're never going to build every aircraft that would be sold in the entire world in Albuquerque. So this is a fundamental historic step forward to start assembling aircraft in Russia. It's not going to happen this year. It'll be very late next year before it happens. I want to make a couple of very, very specific points, though, before this gets grossly misinterpreted, as I know in many cases it will. This is not a move of production. This is not an outsourcing strategy. This is not a let's take airplanes from Albuquerque and move them to Russia. Quite the opposite. This is a fundamental acceleration and expansion of Eclipse's business plan. In fact, every aircraft that is assembled in Russia will be sold in eTurk's new territory of Russia and Europe. We are not in any shape, form, or fashion, and I want to say this very explicitly and very clearly, planning to ramp down production in Albuquerque, planning to change our presence in Albuquerque, and in fact, let me just give you some numbers to that effect. We have now rehired almost every single position that we laid off in the fall. We're back up to well over 1,600 employees now. And second, we plan to hire over 700 new employees this year alone in Albuquerque. And in fact, we will continue our expansion in Albuquerque with breaking ground sometime in the first half of this year for our new service center out at Double Eagle 2. We made the first investment at Double Eagle 2 with the training center. Now we're taking the next step, which is the service center. So I want to be extraordinarily, explicitly clear on this because I know some people have already misinterpreted this. This is not about a contraction. This is not about a slowing. This is not about a leveling of Eclipse's commitment to and growth in Albuquerque and the state of New Mexico. Quite the opposite. It is a fundamental enabler to continued growth within New Mexico. So to me, this is a really, really, really exciting time because what it means is we've now figured out a way to solve some of our two biggest challenges going into 2008. Funding for the company with a great new partner and a whole new way to build aircraft and service other parts of the world.
We'll be back to hear from Roel Pieper of eTurk in a moment. You're listening to a special feature from AeroNews.
Uncramp your style in a new Citation CJ2 Plus from Cessna. Now with integrated ProLine 21 avionics, FADEC, and a restyled cockpit and cabin. In the CJ2 Plus, You'll carry more payload than you could in the original CJ-2. You'll climb and cruise faster. You'll have the freedom to use even shorter runways. And you'll do it all on less fuel. For a sure thing, call 1-800-4-CESSNA.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Welcome back to this Aero News special feature. I'm Paul Platt. We're listening to Eclipse Aviation's major announcement of a partnership with eTurk, which will see Eclipse 500 very light jets assembled in Russia. Here again is Eclipse CEO Vern Rayburn.
With that, I'd like to introduce Roel Pieper, CEO of eTurk, and he has some comments to make.
Ladies and gentlemen, you might wonder why we got involved with Eclipse and why we are now so heavily involved with Eclipse. And there are really two very fundamental reasons for that. Reason number one is we believe that this market needs a real winner, a real standard for high-volume VLJ aircraft. And we think Eclipse is miles ahead of the competition and is the one that can be that T4, that market standard for the VLJ business. And as Vern just said, when we started 5 years ago already, when we started to develop the Eastern European markets, we discovered that the demand was by far larger than we would ever imagine. And so the opportunity to add new production, to add new service, to add new training, for a region that probably in the original business plan of Vern didn't even exist in numbers. It is a huge territory. It is a huge territory that is economically exploding. If you look at countries like Turkey, like Romania, Bulgaria, Poland, and Russia is 90 countries in itself, is exploding from an economic point of view, from a consumer spending point of view, from a business development point of view. And I think we are all underestimating what that means for a need of travel, and especially business travel. So our organization has made the decision not to only make a larger commitment to the territory, but to also put our shoulders behind making the Eclipse 500 the standard of the VLJ industry. I think with our financial investment and commitment, we are not just a financial partner, we are a partner that works with Eclipse on all the issues that are required to make the product successful, to make the service successful, to make the training successful. And I understand the sensitivities. I mean, I understand how companies go through ups and downs, how people sometimes doubt about, are we going to make it? And believe you me, we wouldn't have not made this investment if we don't think that this company is going to make it. We think that the Eclipse 500 is on the right way to be that volume product company, to be that product that people can rely on for individual travel, but most importantly, for air taxi business travel. And I think that is the opportunity that we're going for. I'm also very excited to help Vern on the board, to help the other board members to go through the various challenges that there are. We're obviously going to try to do that with using our mutual networks, both in the United States and in Europe. And I think with that, Eclipse Aviation is a very unique company now with a much wider network with more legs to stand on, and I'm happy that we made the decision. I think it's quite historic, actually, to bring these various countries and geographies together. I'm sure there are people in Russia wondering how this could be happening, and people in the United States wondering how this could be happening. But I'm excited that it is happening, and let's take this step forward. And I want to congratulate Vern and the management team for their fighting spirit, because this requires a fighting spirit. And what we like is a fighting spirit to conquer and to counter all the naysayers. And this is what it's all about. You set a standard by convincing the market And we did that in the industry, in the IT industry several times. And I think Eclipse 500 will go into the history as the standard of the VLJ industry by a mile. And I'd leave it with that. And I hope that we all keep fighting to make this company successful. And thank you for your time.
Thank you, Roel. I just want to make a couple of closing comments. I do want to take a moment and reiterate some of the very significant accomplishments that we did achieve in 2007. Although, as I said earlier, there were challenges, 2007 was a pretty good year from a standpoint of absolute performance. I mean, first is, we said we would do it, we did it, we certified AVIO-NG in 2007. But I think there's a more fundamental and extremely important point that truly differentiates Eclipse Aviation, which is not only did we certify NG, we actually certified the very first airplane with NG in it at the same time. Now, if you've hung around the aerospace industry for any period of time, you'll understand the phenomenal accomplishment and the phenomenal compliment that is to Peg, as COO, and to the entire team that did that, the entire launch team. Most companies will certify a major change in the airplane, and it's months, sometimes quarters, later before the actual first airplane comes off the assembly line. And so we're very proud of that accomplishment. Second, although we did not meet our production goals in 2007, the simple fact of the matter is that we went from zero to 103 aircraft in 2007. Now that's a pretty significant accomplishment. Not good enough for us, but it's better than any other company in history has ever done. And in fact, just as a, it's one of the reasons we decided to have the press conference here in this hangar today, so you can kind of see the progress that's going on. And something else that I'm really proud of, aircraft 106. By the way, you'll notice that the serial number sequence is all screwed up right now, so don't go and start looking at serial numbers. And that's a vestige of launching NG. This is 106, the second NG aircraft. The first one, 105, we delivered to the customer last week, and it's already on the East Coast in its new home. This aircraft left this building looking just like this Friday night. And here it is, painted with a complete interior in it, ready for its final test flight. Again, no other company can even come close to doing that. And that's a testimony to we are ramping up our production. We are achieving what we set out to do. So, 2008 is going to be an extraordinarily exciting year for us. As we move towards high rate production, as we continue to grow here in Albuquerque, as we continue to expand our facilities in Albuquerque, and we start the process of becoming truly, through our partner ETURC, an international company, a global company, and all the benefits that that means to everybody here in New Mexico, and Albuquerque, and the employees and investors of Eclipse Aviation. Thank you very much.
At the end of Vern Rayburn's prepared remarks, he took reporter questions. We'll have that Q&A session for you tomorrow. You can read the company's press release at www.eclipseaviation.com. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.